Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for Workbook Lesson 160 from A Course in Miracles workbook. The lesson today is, I am at home. Fear is the stranger here. I am at home. Fear is the stranger here. Fear is a stranger to the ways of love. Identify with fear, and you will be a stranger to yourself. And thus you are unknown to you. What is yourself remains an alien to the part of you which thinks that it is real, but different from yourself. Who could be sane in such a circumstance? Who but a madman could believe he is what he is not and judge against himself? There is a stranger in our midst who comes from an idea so foreign to the truth. He speaks a different language, looks upon a world truth does not know, and understands what truth regards as senseless. Stranger yet, the stranger does not recognize to whom he comes, and yet the stranger maintains truth's home belongs to him, the stranger. While truth is alien now, who is at home? And yet how easy it would be for truth to say, this is my home, here I belong, and will not leave because a madman, a stranger, says I must. What reason is there for truth not saying this? What could the reason be except that you had asked this stranger in to take truth's place? And let you be a stranger to yourself. No one would let himself be dispossessed so needlessly unless he thought there were another home more suited to his tastes. Who is the stranger? Is it fear? Or the truth of you who are unsuited to the home which God provided for His Son? Is fear God's own, created in His likeness? Is it fear that love completes and is completed by? There is no home that can shelter love and fear. They cannot coexist. If you are real, then fear must be illusion. If the truth of you is real, then fear must be illusion. And if fear is real, then you do not exist at all. How simply, then, the question is resolved. Who fears has but denied himself and said, I am the stranger here, and so I leave my home to one more like me than myself, and give fear all I thought belonged to me. Now is the truth exiled of necessity, not knowing who he is, uncertain of all things but this, that he is not himself, and that his home has been denied to him. As I read this lesson, it reminds me of the self-inquiry from Sri Ramana Maharshi. Where he asks us to find out who we are. Asking, who am I? Am I the mind that changes? Am I the body that changes? What is the truth? What I am. Am I the mind, the bundle of thoughts? Isn't there something that comes before the awareness of the thoughts, the body, the mind? That which knows that it exists. Without the mind saying so. It's that deep knowing of existence. And in that deep knowing of existence, there is no fear. Fear is just a thought. Which has made itself the idea of an identity is just a thought as well. and simply being existence, consciousness. There is no concept of identity. Yet this concept of identity has become the stranger. That has moved in. This identity concept is the stranger in our midst, who comes from an idea so foreign to the truth and looks upon a world that does not exist. Simply recognize the stranger is not you. And sit in the existence, consciousness, bliss that is you. The one able to observe the stranger in the mind, but knowing you're not the stranger in the mind. I am at home. Fear is the stranger here. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to recognize the stranger. Help me to recognize when I have an identity of Karen. Help me to return back to the truth of what I am, existence, consciousness. The truth where there is no room for anything but love and joy, peace. Help me to remember throughout the day to take 5 minutes when needed, especially those 5 minutes that fear does not want to give up, to simply remembering who I am. Please remind me constantly. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, deeply into the truth of what we are. We begin by settling into this moment, allowing ourselves to let go and release the past and the future, simply being in this moment. The truth of ourself can only be found now. Simply becoming empty, opening our hearts and our minds, recognizing that the mind does not know. Simply sitting in that, the mind does not know. Rest, accept, and trust that the mind does not know. And in this moment, without looking to the mind for answers, simply see what you do know. You do know that you exist. You do know that you are conscious of existing. Simply sit in the knowing of that, your existence and your consciousness of it. I am existence. I am conscious of existing, feeling it, knowing it. Now you can ask the question not of the mind, but that which you know before the mind. What am I? Notice that the idea of I comes from the mind. Thank you. Notice the needing to have an identity comes from the mind. Simply be with your existence, consciousness, as your identity only. Simply being that. Only existence, consciousness, with no roles or responsibilities or past or future. Simply being existence, consciousness. Existence, consciousness, is known from within. It's self-illuminating. Nothing is needed from the outside to know it. It's the truth of what you are. We practice recognizing our truth by returning back to existence, consciousness. So that this can be our identity. And not the stranger. Fear. Not the stranger, I am this or I am that. We simply return back to truth. Thank you for joining with me for Workbook Lesson 160 from the Course in Miracles Workbook. I am at home. Fear is the stranger here. Namaste.